Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome you all to this Trinity Sunday, which always falls the Sunday after Pentecost. And we are so glad that you're with us today. And we want to welcome all of you. And we're going to welcome also those that may be tuning in online later this week to listen. And we are glad that you're here today and have an opportunity to worship the Lord together. And a little later on, we're going to be talking about the benefits of being in Christ. And we're going to be just looking at a few of those. There's many, many that we could look at, but I'm going to be using our lectionary reading today, and we'll be talking more about that. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Come and worship God the Creator. Come and draw close to Christ. Come and seek the Spirit. Let us worship the God of glory together. You can turn in your hymn books this morning to hymn number 47 or follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing three verses of Holy, Holy, Holy. The first, second, and fourth verse.
Holy, holy, holy.
Shall rise to thee,
holy, holy, holy.
join together for our opening prayer there in the bulletin. Almighty God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in unity of love. Hold us firm in our faith, that we may know the hope of your promises and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to sing that hymn this morning on the Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, 443. And we are going to be doing the first, second, and fourth verse of it this morning. Invite our kids to come forward this morning, if they would make their way.
So let's bring it up here.
here. Let's forget about keys and let's talk about remote. So the reason I ask that is because the remote helps us to get into our car or truck, doesn't it? And, okay, does anybody have a remote where your mom or dad pushes a button and it starts the vehicle before you get to the car? I know there's pickup trucks. My brother, before they came out in the cars, his pickup truck was one of the first ones that had that. So you could start the car before you even, and get it all warmed up before you even got inside. That was kind of cool. Well, the reason I'm talking about that today is because Jesus is kind of like the key or remote to God. Okay? So when we come to Jesus and put our faith in Jesus, and when we get baptized and go through the confession and all of that, Jesus is kind of the doorway to God so that we can talk to God anytime we want to. It's like when we go to Jesus, it's like Jesus opens the door and we can go through the door and talk to God anytime we want to. Like we walk right into God's throne room, God's house, so to speak. And we can pray and talk to God anytime. When we're scared, we can talk to God, and because of Jesus. And it doesn't matter where we are. You could be in the shower. You could be getting ready to go up to bat, and you're facing one of the toughest pitchers in your league. And you're like, God, help me, you know? Or maybe you're going to take a test at school and say, God, I studied hard. I still need your help. Would you help me on this test? You know, all anytime. Or when there, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Or when there's a storm. Did anybody hear the storms that came in last week? I heard them. It sounded like it was raining, like somebody was dumping barrels and barrels of water out in our yard. It was raining so hard. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes. Yes. So in storms, you know, sometimes we can get scared a little in storms. But we can say, God, help me to not be afraid. It's okay. You're going to take care of me. And thank God for our parents and grandparents that help us out. And because God uses people like that in our lives. And so you can talk to God anytime because of Jesus. And that's one of the benefits that we have because of what Jesus did for us. Coming into the world, showing us how to talk to God anytime we want to. And so, okay, you guys can head on downstairs.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer this morning. Someone this morning. Go ahead. Okay.
Second one of Janice Foster, I got to prepare for her. They diagnosed her with stage 4 cancer, but they don't know where it is. So they sent her home and they're hoping to get a PET scan soon.
Okay. What was her first name again?
Janice.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, Bill, for another one of these wounds that needs healing, and for Janice, possibly stage 4 cancer, going to be having a PET scan. Someone else? Yes.
My wife Kay today, we'd like to thank everyone who sent our card. And I'm not sure what to vote, but she's having a rough time of it. And she'll make it. And she was really happy that after this, she got to see her. She don't remember too much about it. She said he's a fine man. We already know that. She'll be doing okay. Thanks a lot for the card. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and let me add something to that. When I did go to see her, one of the things she wanted to do was show me the cards that she had gotten from people and from the church. And so appreciate that so much. Yes, she's got a way to go yet, getting her strength back and feeling like she can put her full weight on that leg and that hip area and everything. So definitely continue praying for Kay. Thanks for sharing that. Someone else. Say the last part again.
Petrie, P-E-T-R-Y.
Okay. And someone else. Oh, I see a couple there. Go ahead.
Just want to thank you for the ongoing prayers to pray. We still don't have all the answers yet. We'll go back on this again next week.
Yeah, I was talking to Greg before the service, and we're continuing to hope for and pray that they'll be able to get that taken out. They're not sure if it is cancerous or not. They're not sure yet, but they were hoping, and this is what we may want to focus on, is when he sees the surgeon this week that he'll say, I can take care of that and get it out. Because of where it's located, it's causing him some issues and things like that. And so we're just going to trust God that that they'll be able to get that taken care of and then hopefully get confirmation that it is not cancerous. So, yeah, so we appreciate your prayers for him. And I saw another. Go ahead.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. We know the Lord knows about that. And yes. Oh, well, good. Thank God for that, too. Yeah, so it's always good to know that something is not as big of a problem as what we think it's going to be. So, yes. someone else.
I have a joy. My brother was in Tip City working the night of the tornado, and he had little warning. It did peel the roof off of the facility where he was working, at least part of the roof. He literally had to climb underneath his printing press to write it out. So I'm just grateful that he is okay. And we have a lot of soccer families from Chase playing in Tip, and they were all okay as well. So just lots.
We are very grateful. Yes, we are. Yeah, Jody was kind of texting her brother afterwards, I think, and I don't know, it was something like, how are you doing, you know, and maybe she'll correct me if I'm wrong, but, and it was like, I'm doing much better once the adrenaline let down because of the experience that he went through. He was literally in the building, and he said it was like somebody just peeled the roof right off. And so we are very thankful. I saw another hand. Yeah.
Hi, joy to our oldest grandson graduated this past weekend, and he's one of the top in his class, so we're really proud of him.
Yes, and I enjoyed seeing some of the pictures of that and everything. Yes. Someone else? Anybody else?
Go ahead. Good weather on Saturday for Relay for Life.
Yes, yes, yes. We can pray for that. Yes. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be like coming out. I haven't looked at the extended forecast, but yes, for Saturday. Someone else? Anybody else this morning?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If any of you happen to go to Larry Hess's funeral, Elijah, I feel compelled to stand up here and talk to you this morning about experience at his funeral prior. Larry was born on September 1st, 1943. He died on May 31st, 2022. He married to Judy McMacken. You know the McMacken family, Dick's your brother. And he did something that I've never seen before. Jason said that maybe he's seen it. But the funeral was just like any other funeral. They start with the Lord's Prayer, the praise group, so, sang a couple songs. Old preacher, Greg Morrow, got up and he did a little spiel on Larry. He didn't talk a lot about him, but he did talk about all the experiences that Larry went through. He did a lot of different things. He had a lot of different jobs. And Larry had a story for just about everything that he ever did in his life. He had a story to tell about it. But he said that we got a video that Larry made, which I want to show you now. And Larry, he told Greg, Greg saw him the week that he died, and he said Larry thought he had about 6 months to live. Well, he only had just about 3 days. And I think during that week, if I understand it right, he made this video. And Josh, who Josh was, filmed it. And Larry talked about his family, every one of his kids. He talked about his wife. He did a testimony on there. And it was so touching. You hear a pin drop the whole time. Everybody was just, and I asked several people if they'd seen that, anything like that before, and they said no. But at the end, he walked down this, during his spiel, he said, remember, I'm only a breath away. And he walked down this boardwalk-like, and he turned around, and he said, I'm telling you, I love you all. And he says, remember, I'm only a breath away. And he walked, turned his back, and he walked down there, and they gave him out of the picture. It was so touching.
Amen.
I did that. I got there and told that in his memory.
Tom was asking me before the service, he said, do you care if I share just that? And I said, yes. I said, I don't know a lot of people that do that. I know sometimes you see that more with inheritance issues, where somebody will make a video that tells, you know, about where everything's going and so forth to kids and stuff like that. But I've never seen anything quite like that. And yeah, so any other requests then this morning? Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, boy. No, I did not hear that. So we want to pray for this family and the loss of the loved one there from that helicopter. What's that? Yes. Oh, it was the parents. Yes. Okay. And then we want to pray for their kids, because the kids were not in it, right? Okay. We want to pray for the kids, because that's going to be a tough transition there. Thank you for that. Anybody else this morning then? Okay. Well, let's go to our time of prayer. We want to continue remembering Gerald. Any update on how that second surgery went? Okay. Yes. Okay. So we want to remember Gerald. That's the one that I mentioned last week. How old is?
He's 12.
12. Yes. And so they're going to be trying to do surgery. For some reason, I was thinking the surgery was at the end of June. I must have misread it on your slip. But so it's at the end of July. And so as she plays, so give us a chance to pray some of those names you remember, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are just so grateful for the opportunities that we have to come to you. We have free, open access to you because of Jesus. That we can come to you at any time, any place, any situation, and we can talk to you. And we can bring our petitions, and we can bring our intercessions for others to you. And so this morning, we want to be able to do that as we give you thanks for the opportunities that you give us and ask and that you would extend your grace and your healing touch and your presence and courage and faith to the ones that we lift up now as we pray for Bill this morning, asking for your healing, for Janice this morning, God, as they are concerned about her having this stage 4 cancer. But as she goes in for the test this week, that you would be with her and that we pray that it will not be as bad as what they think. And we pray for your healing touch and strength. We continue to pray for Kay, God, asking for your strength and healing touch for her. We pray for Greg, Lord, that you would work everything out and make a way there so that the surgeon will be able to do the surgery and be confident about that. And be able to get that that tumor, that mass out of there, Lord, and that's affecting him. And we're thankful for that. And we pray for guidance and wisdom there. Lord, we're praying for Gerald this morning with this spine infusion that has happened and the surgery that they need to do. We just ask for your healing touch, your wisdom, your guidance there for the surgeons. We pray for good weather for the Relay for Life the activities that day, that you everything will go well. We pray for this unspoken need and maybe others this morning that are here that maybe have a special need that they couldn't share, that you will just work there, extend your grace and your hand. Lord, we lift up the Petrie family, God, and also this family that lost their parents in this helicopter accident. God, we pray for your comfort and strength and your presence for these two families, and especially for this young family that lost their parents, but the kids are still living. God, we just pray for your grace and your peace and comfort during this time. That's going to be very hard for those kids during this time right now. And thank you for grandparents and others that'll be there to support them. And we pray for your grace in that situation. And Lord, we just continue to pray. We lift up the situation as it continues to happen in Ukraine and other parts of the world where war and violence and exploitation and all these different things seem to be a way of life. God, that you would grant grace and peace, that you would bring a ceasing of hostilities and a way to bring reconciliation in all of this. We continue to pray for our own nation
and the places around the world that are experiencing this, just the economic difficulties that are going on around the world and here at home that we're facing too, that are so difficult right now. And God, we just pray for your grace and a way that this can all be worked out. And we just ask for your wisdom for our leaders, both nationally, statewide, and locally, and for leaders around the world that are facing the same situations. And we just ask for your grace and wisdom and guidance. And Lord, we continue to pray as we continue with the rest of our service, as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak to us and encourage us, and let us know how blessed we truly are with all the things that have been provided for us through Jesus Christ. And continue to use us into this week to be a blessing of those that we may come into contact with. As we ask it all in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for taking time with us to pray. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And as our ushers make their way together this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our dedication. God, whose generosity knows no end, Receive our offering and use it to meet the needs of your church and beyond. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Boy, I don't know who brought in change, but there was a lot in there today. And that's a good thing. So our scripture reading this morning is coming from Romans this morning. Romans chapter 5, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 5, which is our lectionary reading for today. And so you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. Now that we have been put right with God through His faithfulness, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us access by faith into this experience of God's grace in which we now live. And so we boast in the hope of sharing God's glory. We also boast in our troubles because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance brings approval, and approval creates hope. This hope does not disappoint us, for God has poured out His love into our hearts by means of the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add His blessing to the reading of the word today, and that God would bless that reading to our hearts and minds, and that the Spirit will help us to hear what God wants us to hear this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, Ben was a part of his study group at Jewish Temple. And they were going through and talking about Israelite Jewish history and faith from the Old Testament or Torah. And Ben said, "Rabbi, can I ask a question?" And the rabbi said, "Well, of course you can ask a question." He said, "Well, you know, we've been talking about this, and the Bible says that the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, and that the children of Israel built the temple, and the children of Israel did this, and the children of Israel did that." And the rabbi said, "Yes." And Ben goes, "Well, I don't understand. Did the grown-ups do anything?" Yeah, okay. Well, I want to talk to you this morning about the benefits of being in Christ. I would assume that almost all of us here, for the most part, outside of maybe some of our young people when you were a teenager, I remember those days, the first time my dad said, "You need to go over and talk to so-and-so because he's asking if you could come over and help bale hay." Yes, so I went over, and it was Donald Brandt. If anybody knows Donald, I think there may be a couple people that knew Donald and Alvina Brandt from around the Kellersville area. They were our neighbors. They had sheep, and but I helped them bale hay many, many, many times, to hauling grain to the elevator and different things. When I got to be an early teenager, before that, I helped Grandpa on the farm. And but when all of a sudden I became an adult and had to apply for a job and was interviewed, and I'm sure many of you remember that, usually through the interview person, whoever it was, used sometimes today, mostly it's HR department, somebody from HR comes and they ask you questions about yourself and what you're wanting to do, and some, you know, maybe about your degrees or high school education, this and that, and how you feel about doing this and that, you know. And then they usually offer you a time to ask your own questions during the interview. And most often, the questions that we usually ask are, what are the benefits of this job? How much do I get paid? Is it going to be hourly? Is it going to be salary? Is there any benefits? Do I get health? Do you offer health insurance? Do you offer dental, eye care, you know, retirement plan, you know, all of these things? We want to know what the benefits. And my dad taught me when I was younger, and especially today, and I think all of you know this, is a good job, what is usually considered a good job, is a job that has good benefits that go along with it. It's not just the hourly pay or the salary pay, but it's also the other things that go along with it. Well, the reason I share that this morning is the benefits. What are those things? What do we get that goes with what has happened? And there are benefits that we receive as followers of God and followers of Jesus Christ. When we come to Christ through faith and baptism, we have good standing. Or as our translation here, the Good News Version says, we have been set right, or some versions say made right with God, and set right with God because of trusting in the Lord and receiving baptism. And this good standing or approval with God brings a host of benefits that you find throughout the New Testament, and or blessings, if you want to call them that, look at them that way, which give us strength for our journey. And this morning, I want us to look at two of them. You could maybe turn them into three or four. And if you kept reading through the rest of the chapter, there are a whole bunch more. And especially from about chapter 5 all the way through chapter 8 in Romans, there's all kinds of those benefits. But I want to just focus on two of them this morning. First of all, we have peace with God. We have peace with God. Now, that's not surprising. Shalom. Shalom. What is that? That refers to the wholeness we enjoy because of our connection and faith in Jesus Christ. Think of it this way. Think of it this way. So probably a lot of you, when you go home today, are going to go home and you're going to eat supper, or you're going to go out to eat, and then you're going to relax. Maybe you'll take a nap. Some of you that have phones or iPads, you're going to get on there, because we all do, whether we admit it or not. Maybe some of you don't really get into this, but you'll play a game. You may get on Facebook. You may text some people. You may call somebody and talk to them. But can you imagine for a moment, and I've had this happen, and I know you have too, all of a sudden you had no internet connection. And not only that, but all of a sudden you lost your cell tower connection and you couldn't even call somebody. Now, Chase's age, they would be acting like it is the end of the world. Probably college age and on down, they would think the world has ended if they could not get on this. And what's sad is even us, some of us adults, we realize and know how much. I'll admit it. Even doing my work at the church, I go in and I look for things for the bulletin, for our worship experience, the readings, the sayings, all on the internet. And we find, you know, at places that where people have done all these things that we depend on. I go on there and I get the hymns and put them up on the PowerPoint from off the internet. Now sometimes, and I know some of you have caught me before, sometimes, and I fail to check, I need to make sure the way it's worded in the hymn book and the way it's worded on the internet are the same. And there's been times when we sang it a different way on the PowerPoint and you guys were singing it a little different in the hymn book. And sometimes that just has to do with language and updating language and everything. But I imagine if we didn't have that. Well, the same is true with our connection with Christ. And this wholeness that we've received is expressed in a variety of ways in Scripture. Like in the Old Testament or First Testament, this peace with God manifests in health, long life, prosperity, and harmonious relationships with other people. And in the New Testament, it manifests Most often in a loving, welcoming relationship with God that is extended then to other people, that we're to extend to other people. And God produces this peace within us by transforming us and sometimes situations that hinder the abundant life. Now, sometimes the battle can be going on inside of us, and God works in us to help us to be different in the situations that we face in life, so that we can walk in that peace. We can walk in that connection with God in the midst of it and not get so frustrated and upset, even though we all do, because we face those emotions, don't we? We get angry, we get frustrated, we get disappointed. That's part of life. But I think God is always working on us, and Christ helps us in that. And the way that Christ does that is this way. Christ has given us unlimited access to God's grace. That's what I was just talking mainly and focusing on with the kids this morning. Anytime. What is access? The Greek word for access means a favorable position before God. Think of it like this, as I was trying to tell the kids. Christ has opened the door. He's the door. He opens the door so that we can be ushered in to God's very presence and into the throne room, which means that we have access to God 24/7. You can be in the shower. You can be driving your pickup truck. You can be frustrated and facing something at work and not sure how you're going to get through it. And you can right then just talk to God under your breath and speak to God. And Paul says that we stand in that grace position. It's a position that we've been granted by God's grace, that we can talk to God and have access anytime. And what he means by standing in it is, don't forget you're there. Don't forget when the problems are going on that that's where you're standing at, is standing in grace, and you can talk to God anytime. Wherever we go, whatever we face, that's the position we stand in, a position of favor with God. Think about that. What a privilege we enjoy every day. Peace with God. Second thing there is a hope that doesn't disappoint. You know, there's always things that we're excited about in life, that we can get excited about. It can be family, it can be a job, it can be friends, it can be a spouse, it can be our children, our grandchildren, or a whole host of other things. But as we all know, there are times when those things can frustrate us and drive us crazy, or whatever else you want to say. You know, something that happened at work. Listen to this. This blew my mind when I read this and heard this. In 1997, so think about how old this is. In 1997, the Journal of the American Heart Association reported that people with no hope were as bad off as people who smoke a pack of cigarettes every day. And I'm here to tell you this morning, the good news is we have hope. We have hope. And it's a hope that doesn't disappoint. And no matter what you're facing, we need to remember that we have hope. Now, what is that hope? Well, that's what I'm going to tell you about. Hope is a joyful, confident outlook that rests in God's presence at work, in our lives, and in the world. In other words, we have that joyful, confident outlook because we know that God is at work in our lives and is at work in our world. Hope is not just wishful thinking. You know, like we used to say, or you still sometimes hear us, well, I hope it all works out. You know, kind of like we're already despairing and glooming, you know. And remember on Hee Haw, gloom, despair, and agony. You know, I hope it works out. No, that's not what hope is. Hope is a confidence grounded in what God will do yet. And such hope gives us assurance that God will see us through whatever we're facing. Now, Paul. I like Paul because he's very practical. I'm practical. I like to be practical about things. And so here's my next thing I want you to see. Since troubles are part of life, God's presence transforms us in our distress. What's troubles? Troubles are the pressures of life. That's what it comes down to. Sometimes in the older versions, it's translated tribulations or trials. Troubles are all of, I mean, just think about the pressures. Such pressures come in all shapes and sizes. We face them, the pressures of deadlines, the pressures that we're all facing right now of the economy and gas prices and all of those things. The pressures of work, the workplace, the pressures that of people, expectations and their demands upon us, pressures that we face in life when things start breaking down at our home or in our vehicles, are the pressures from our relationships. All of these pressures are a part of life. But here's when it gets more difficult. And that's that these pressures can intensify as we get older and our health starts to fail. Or we experience a job loss, or we're facing grief, or other pressures. Let me tell you the story about a lady that went to the supermarket, and she had been visiting her in-laws, and while she was there nearby, she went to stop in to pick up some groceries. Several people noticed her sitting in the car with the windows rolled up and her eyes closed. Both of her hands were behind the back of her head like this. And one customer who had been in the store at the time was concerned and walked over to the car. He noticed that her eyes were now open and she looked very strange. He asked her, "Are you okay?" And she replied and said, "I think I've been shot in the back of my head. And I'm holding my brains in for over a half hour." Well, the man called the paramedics immediately, and who broke the window, got into the car. She refused to move her hands, and when they finally got her to move her hands, they found out that it was a wad of bread dough on the back of her head. A Pillsbury canister had exploded from the heat in the car and hit her in the back of the head, and when it popped, it made a loud noise like a gun going off. And what she thought was holding her brains in was the mushiness of the dough. Now, for a moment, or for a half hour or longer, she thought this was a serious situation. But it turned out to not be as grave as she thought. The good news is, God transforms us when we face our troubles. Because Paul says troubles produce endurance in us, grit, stick-to-itiveness, the ability to stand strong in the midst of the troubles. And then that endurance or grit or stick-to-itiveness then begins to produce a tested, approved character within us. In other words, we start to change. God changes us in the middle of it. And then out of that springs hope. Now here's the thing, and I was thinking about this a lot this week. We want the hope first, which is there because of the passage and the scripture and what the scripture teaches us. We want the hope to be there immediately first so that we can deal with it. But a lot of times the hope comes in on the end, because we realize God brought us through that situation. A young man from a wealthy family was about to graduate from high school. It was custom for his parents to give their children, that when they graduate from high school, an automobile. Bill, which is the high school graduate, and his father had spent months looking for cars until they found the perfect one. And on the eve of his graduation, his father handed him a gift-wrapped Bible. Bill was furious. He thought, wait a minute. Why are you giving me this Bible? I want my car. So he threw the Bible down and he stormed out of the house, and he and his father had never spoken again the rest of his father's life until his father passed away. When he heard the news about his father's death, Bill came home. After the funeral and everything was over, Bill was sitting down in his parents' living room and looking through his father's stuff with his mother, and he came across the Bible his dad had given him. He brushed the dust off of it and he opened it up, and the first thing he found inside was a cashier's check dated to the exact day of his graduation in the exact amount of money for the car that they had picked out together. As I thought about this story, I couldn't help but think, how often have we missed what God has provided for us in Christ because we've allowed the pressures of life to overwhelm us and sometimes frustrate us? And I hope not, but sometimes, and I've known this happen, I've met people in the churches I've pastored become bitter, bitter against life and bitter against God. Let me tell you something this morning. No matter what we face in our lives, we are never without peace and hope because of Christ Jesus. Troubles will come, but hope will transform us and be there for us through that journey of life. The benefits of being in Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a moment or so and share the blessing with one another, and then we'll close out with our chorus this morning, the Spirit of the Living God. Maybe you can sell one of them. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint here. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Let us leave this place in confidence. May the grace and favor of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this week. Amen.